Blog Talk Radio.
Attention! Army wives, fall in! You are tuned in to the Internet Talk Radio Show designed specifically for Army wives. Our life, our family, our soldier. Brought to you by the Army Wife Network. Interactive empowerment for Army wives by Army wives. It's Army Wife Talk Radio. Up-to-the-minute information is right here with special reports, stories, interviews, and more. Now reporting for duty, your hosts, the AWN Core Team.
Hello, Army families, and welcome to Army Wife Talk Radio, the internet podcast designed specifically for you by the Army Wife Network Core Team. I'm your host, Sherita Knobloch.
And I am your co-host, Erin Renahan. Today is Monday, June 26, 2017, and this is show number 613. We're glad you're here to hang out with us tonight.
Tonight on AWTR, our featured guest is Gina Elise, founder of the nonprofit organization Pinups for Vets. Connect with Gina and Pinups for Vets online by going to Twitter and Instagram at Pinups for Vets, Facebook, www.facebook.com/pinupsforvets, or check out their website, www.pinupsforvets.com.
And if you're listening to our show live, join our fun show discussion currently taking place over on Twitter. Comment on the show, ask questions of our guests, or just hang out and chat with the AWN Core Team. Head over to twitter.com/Army Wife Network and be sure to use #ArmyWife to participate.
Tonight's show is brought to you by our AWTR show sponsor, MetLife. Military spouses do so much for their families. That's why they need life insurance. Enroll today. Learn more at www.militarybenefit.org or call 1-877-MBA-1020. Well, Erin, I have really been looking forward to hosting with you tonight. I know we always have such a good time. So I would love to get caught up on what's happening in your Army Wife life. I've heard things have been interesting, definitely not boring in your household, right?
So just for all of our listeners, I have to message Sherita probably every other day with something awkward that's happening, like I cut my finger open and my phone imploded.
At the grocery store, right?
Yeah, at the grocery store, not even on a cart, on a basket. So that's not even a cool story. But then last night, we had a big storm Saturday from Tropical Storm Cindy kind of came up and we got the tail end of that. And somehow water seeped into our circuit breaker and caused our AC wire to catch fire. So we had to deal with that. So fun. But it was kind of crazy. But I'm just thankful we got it in time.
Right.
So
and this
my
is
house
all
didn't burn down.
Yeah, like your husband says every time he leaves, keep the kids alive,
yeah,
don't burn
the house
down.
Yeah, keep the kids alive, don't burn the house down.
I'm trying. It's just not working real hot. Because he's deployed and he's been gone like a month, right? And just everything
a month. Like,
has
yeah, I'm hoping... Every time he's gone, it's craziness. But this is, like, really crazy. I feel like it's getting worse, like, every time he leaves.
Like, you're, like, setting some records, Home Slice. You're like, I've never heard of Murphy's Law, like, being this intense on anyone that fast.
We are the unluckiest Irish family I've ever met in my life. Like, it's ridiculous.
Oh, you guys need to start eating more Lucky Charms or something, or maybe go, like, look for some four-leaf clovers, or, I don't know, get a rabbit's foot and carry it around, something, sleep with it under your pillow. Good grief.
I've been eating a lot of Lucky Charms cereal and Cinnamon Toast Crunch, and I don't let the kids eat it. It's my cereal.
For supper, right?
Cereal.
Because that's part of deployment bingo.
Yep.
Let them eat cereal for supper. My
and a lot of frozen
deployed,
pizza.
And I was like, what do you want for supper? What do you want for supper? Pancakes? Here you go. Frozen pancakes. Boom. 30 seconds
yep.
in the microwave. Done with life. Let's go to bed. I'm out.
Fine. We turned out fine. We turned out fine like that. So
right?
I'm just kidding. My mom, if she listened to this, she'd be like, I did not feed you cereal for dinner. I'm feeding my kids cereal for dinner. So
I don't remember. I don't think I ate cereal for dinner. I don't really know. I remember eating like almost half a can of lasagna once. That was not good. I mean, it was delicious, but not like a good choice. I loved lasagna. I idolized Garfield the cat growing up, and apparently I channeled his love for lasagna, and I had no self-control, and just like, I could put that down, man. I mean, it showed. I'm still paying for it, you know, 15 years later, but it's fine. It's fine. It was worth it, right? It's like you said, it's fine.
Fine.
It's fine.
That's
fine.
Our motto. It's fine.
Fine.
So
it's
what's
fine.
Been going on with you?
Well, thank goodness. We finally made it to summer block leave. My husband, as you all probably know, my husband's a ranger instructor here in Mountain Phase in Dahlonega. And so it has been, it's not as intense as when we were drill sergeant on the trail. So I'll give it that. And it's not as crazy a deployment because he is like sort of in the same zip code sometimes. But man, the crazy hours they work, I'm just like, how much have you slept this week? 14 minutes? Okay, sweet. Glad you're like still kicking because whatever. So we made it to block leave. We're trying to like breathe a little bit, and I feel like it's going to take all of leave for both of us to just sleep and catch up and then hop right back into a cycle. But it is, you know, it is what it is. So we don't have another back-to-back. Like this, the reason this was so intense, because usually we can handle it pretty easy, other than we, you know, added a baby like 4 months ago to this circus.
Right.
But usually it's pretty like, okay, go 3 weeks, get 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 days break. This time it was a back-to-back cycle with no break. So the same day that they dropped the ranger candidates off in Florida for the next swamp phase is the same day we picked up a new batch just to, like, go all the way through 3 weeks again. So super intense.
That's crazy.
Yeah, we're really glad.
I never think about the instructors and their families when we're,
right?
Like, going through these schools and stuff. That's something dumb that I have to admit. But, like, I never think about that. Like, oh, my gosh, you guys work just as hard as, you know, the guys going through it. That's crazy.
I mean, and we learned that, like, drill sergeant, that's why drill sergeant for us was, like, super challenging, just because you think about, you know, if people have been around their husband, like, during basic training, if they were part of that show, like, when everything got started, you know, like, oh, my gosh, they're so tired. Well, you know, the drill sergeants get there before the basic trainees get up, and then they stay there after to do paperwork. And so it's a little different with ranger instructing, just because they kind of call it, like, a fireman schedule, like, 24 on, 24 off. Actually, it's usually, like, 30 hours on when they're walking and maybe 12 off to sleep and then go do it again sometimes when we're really busy. But it's not as bad. Like, my husband's a very positive person. I'm working on it. I think we balance each other out because I'm a pessimist. You and I were talking about this the other day. Like, I'm a pessimist. He's very much an optimist. And so, you know, he's like, oh, it's so hot, or I'm getting rained on or whatever. He's like, but, you know, I get to come home and I get to eat an oven pizza and sleep in a bed. So at least I'm not Ranger Joe tonight. I was like, well, there you go. Good perspective. I'd probably still complain, but I'm glad you have, you know, perspective.
Right.
So he's really good about having that. Because, you know, obviously he's been through Ranger school, and he remembers how tired and hungry he was. And so he's really glad to, like, you know, eat chicken wings and sleep in a bed and not get snow on his face, you know, on the top of the mountain. So that's good.
That's
but I know that you and I were also kind of talking about the shenanigans of our life. Because my husband's not gone, but I'm learning how to parent two tiny humans. Sometimes by myself-ish, just because Brandon is so super tired and gone a lot. And you obviously are parenting four tiny humans by yourself. So God bless you, woman.
I mean, some days it's questionable. I'm not sure if I'm doing a lot of parenting on some of those days. Just doing a lot of stay alive, like, just don't die on me. So
yeah, right.
It's okay.
Make good choices.
Just
stay alive.
Yeah.
I don't care if your pajamas
make good
and have
choices.
To cake for supper. Let's get through
You're
it.
You're four. I want you to make some good choices with your life.
Right.
I'm gonna use that one though and see what happens.
Oh, I always tell Karen.
Back and
I tell my husband that he gets a little annoyed when I'm like, okay, bye, make good choices, and he's like, seriously, like, I'm going to work. Like, what am I gonna do? I'm 32 years old. Stop talking to me like that. Bye, Karis. You're going to school. Make good choices. Okay, Mom. Whatever. Yeah.
Speaking
so,
of good choices, my 12-year-old. My 12-year-old just popped his head in the door, and he's, like, sign-languaging if he can have something to eat right now. Like, Make good choices.
You tell him.
Yes.
You tell him there's Lucky Charms and pancakes in the kitchen.
Don't eat Mommy's Lucky Charms, but yeah, go ahead and have a snack.
I will cut you. I mean, not really, because I have to keep you alive, but.
Oh, so funny.
I know that we were talking about this the other day, kind of like, I mean, I think as parents, you've got to have a great sense of humor, or we're, especially military spouses, when we're parenting sort of solo, I seriously think that, like, for me, coffee, Jesus, and my sense of humor are some of the things that get me through every day. And I know you and I were talking about the other day, this whole parenting bingo thing, kind of like making our experience as moms like a game and filling out like a scorecard. So mm-hmm. Have you had any good parenting bingo moments lately that you would love to share with your listeners? Because I've got a couple too.
I mean, yeah. Well, when you started this, my daughter was gluing dead moths that she found out of a spider web onto paper for artwork that she's going to send her dad. So,
will that get through customs? I don't know if that counts as like biodegradable or biohazard or something.
Know.
I don't know. That's hilarious.
Very natural. I also think you should patent this like and make tons of money. Like, let's get this going. Someone's going to steal this idea. I'm serious.
Right?
Like, we need to get this going. It would be hilarious.
I was thinking the other day, if I had, like, you know, if I had a financial backer and all the time in the world, which, you know, parenting bingo, I don't. But, you know, in pretend land, I've got both of those things. All the money, all the time. I would make, like, a kit, a parenting bingo kit with different cards and little markers and, you know, moms could get together and mark their card and say, oh, I got a free space today because I actually got to shower. I don't smell. You know, it was only 14 seconds, but I got to shower today. You could make, like, a game out of the deal. And then you could make, this is what I thought the other night in my 14-second shower because I have the best thoughts in the shower. I don't know, mainly because no one's talking to me in those 14 seconds of life. We could make, like, a Chutes and Ladders parenting game, kind of like life, but Chutes and Ladders combined. And so, you know, baby sleeps through the night. Oh, advance three spaces and climb up the ladder.
Yes.
Oh, you know, kid pukes on the way to school.
We're
going to
make this.
Chute. All the way down, back. Do not pass go. Do not collect, you know, your nap minutes for today. I think we could have a lot of fun with that.
Yeah. I think you should. Let's do this.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, if anybody out there is listening, no, definitely, and you've got, like, all the dollar bills and have found a money tree, please get a hold of us here at Arm Wife Network, and let's work something out. Let's start up some board games. Should be super fun. So, all right, Erin. We could talk all night. We need to stay focused. And so
I know.
It looks like, listeners, Erin, everybody, okay, it's time to move on to our hot topics this week and what's hot in military family news. Take note, military spouses, it looks like some changes are coming to TRICARE starting in January 2018. The Military Health System, MHS, is modernizing to better serve you and respond to changes in law and policy. Here's a few things and what to expect. Two plans will be updated or created. TRICARE Prime will be updated and TRICARE Select will be created. TRICARE Select will replace TRICARE Standard and TRICARE Extra. TRICARE North and TRICARE South regions will combine to form TRICARE East, while TRICARE West will remain mostly unchanged. There will be new contractors to administer these two regions. Also, better integration between military hospitals and clinics and the network of civilian health care providers. So, listeners, you can get all the details about the coming changes to TRICARE over at www.tricare.mil/about/changes.
Okay, and I'm just in a quick audible sigh about all that TRICARE stuff that you just talked about. But anyway, okay, so we're going to move on. Hot on AWN this week. From the outside looking in, the military wife life might look like all fun and romance. New places, constant state of adventure, and the luxury of living in a hotel. Sounds like a dream, right? AWN experienced blogger Grace recently discovered that's not the total truth. Thanks to her recent experience of living in a hotel for 3 months, she writes, "At first, I thought my hubby and I were on an extended vacation. No chores, no cooking, just me and my honey hanging out in a hotel room together. How romantic. No. Here are all the things no one tells you about living long-term in a hotel. There's only one room, so when your hubby has to be at PT by 5 a.m., the lights are on before 4:30. Eating out two or three meals a day is harder than you think. The bed becomes the couch, dining room table, desk, dresser, and more. Puppies in hotels are not an ideal mix. You will miss cooking. You will no longer eat sweet potatoes for every meal. It's my hubby's favorite side dish. You will get a lot of quality time together, which is nice since we are about to spend a year apart. Read the rest of Grace's posts and other excellent blogs over at our Army Wife Network, armywifenetwork.com/hotel-living, not as romantic as it sounds.
And now, listeners, it's time for another special segment on tonight's show. You might remember that recently, AWN was honored to attend the National Memorial Day concert in Washington, D.C. I was personally able to chat with many of the performers, and one of my favorite conversations was with Ali'i Kravalo, the young lady and powerful voice from the new hit Disney movie, Moana. Let's listen in.
Hello, Army Wife Network listeners. This is Sherita Knobloch, Executive Officer and Deputy Commander. And I'm here today at the National Memorial Day Concert, and we have a very special guest that we would just like you to introduce you to and to hear a few words from.
Hi, my name is Ali'i Kravalo. I'm the voice actress from Moana, and I will also be performing the national anthem for this year's Memorial Day Concert.
So what's your motivation for sharing your beautiful talents? We listened to you rehearse this a few moments ago, and just huge, powerful voice and a little tiny, beautiful body. But what's your motivation for sharing your talents with PBS and also all of our military service members as we remember those that have fallen this Memorial Day?
Well, thank you so much. This is my first time actually in Washington, D.C., and having had so many family members who have served and who are currently serving, Memorial Day has always been a really special time, and I won't say that it was particularly sad or particularly happy, because it was really all these emotions. I remember when I was growing up, going to the beach, enjoying my three-day-long weekend was always something in the cards for Memorial Day. But it was also a time of really learning as well, you know, realizing that yes, it's fun to go to the beach in Hawaii and barbecue, but it was also realizing that, you know, my uncle isn't here, or my cousins aren't all here to spend this day with me, and it was something that was different, because I could say thank you to them when they came back, or sometimes I couldn't when they didn't, but somehow here, being at this actual concert and meeting servicemen and women, I can't say thank you. I can't put into words just how thankful I am, so I'm learning, and I'm just so incredibly honored to be here.
Well, listeners, I hope you enjoyed that little piece. I know I had a great time there, and we're just super honored to participate. But now it's time to move on to our next segment. So, Erin, won't you tell us about our PSA this week?
Okay, last but not least, it's public service announcement time. Do you or your business have a military-related PSA? We limit them to one per show, for them at least 10 days in advance. Send your PSA to info@armywifenetwork.com. Family Tracing Services. I am alive. These three short words may be all that is needed to ease the minds of distraught loved ones half a world away. Every year, conflict, disaster, migration, and other humanitarian emergencies separate families internationally. Through the Restoring Family Links program, the American Red Cross is there to reunite them. If you're looking for a loved one, begin your free and confidential search today by contacting your local chapter of the American Red Cross or visit redcross.org. And that's it for our PSA. Coming up next after these quick commercial breaks is our new 6th Gen, bringing you the need to know stories. We will be right back.
The government spends billions of dollars to protect the country. Protecting your family starts at $250 a month. Find out about life insurance from Military Benefit Association. Learn more now.
Are you looking to reach military families worldwide? Do you have a product or service to offer our listeners? Advertise with the Army Wife Network. AWN has many advertising options specifically designed to reach our military families. Visit armywifenetwork.com for details. You're listening to the AWTR Live News 6 Report.
Our life, our family, our soldier, news you can use.
Now, with our headlines, it's our own AWN News 6.
Welcome back to Army Wife Talk Radio. We have with us our News 6 Jen on the line with our Need to Know News. Hey, Jen, what have you got for us tonight?
Hi, Sherita and Aaron. A few weeks ago, I brought you the story about some of the possibilities the DoD is considering to expand Arlington National Cemetery. Tonight, I have an update on that story concerning a land swap deal with Arlington County. Last Thursday, the Army announced that the years-long negotiations for the land deal have ended. Instead, the Army is moving ahead with a unilateral takeover of the site, known as the Navy Annex.
So, Jen, what does that mean, a unilateral takeover, and how much more space will this give to the cemetery?
So, a unilateral takeover means that the Arlington National Cemetery will acquire the land that was previously being considered in the land swap deal without having to give anything to Arlington County in exchange for it. Congressional legislation passed last year gave the Army the option to use eminent domain if the land exchange deal continued to stall. The Navy Annex site that will become part of the cemetery includes five acres of land from Arlington County and 7 acres from the state of Virginia. These additional 12 acres of land, along with the road realignment plan, will allow for an additional 50,000 grave sites and an extension to the cemetery's life beyond 2050.
Was there any indication of what made the Army stop negotiations with Arlington County?
The Army was holding up the negotiations because of concerns that the county would use the land it obtained in a swap for transit maintenance and bus storage. The Army was concerned about such a facility's compatibility with what it considers sacred ground. Despite assurances from the county that its use of the land would not intrude on the cemetery, the Army chose to end the negotiations.
So is this the end of negotiations between the Army and Arlington County?
No, they are still in talks concerning a fair price for the land that will be absorbed by the cemetery since the land exchange will not occur. The Army has estimated the cost of the land at $274 million. The county and Army are also still in talks concerning the parcel of land that would have been given to Arlington County if the land swap had gone through. That parcel of land includes an area known as Freedmen's Village, a former slave camp that is located just north of the Navy Annex. Freedmen's Village was established by the federal government in 1863 on the grounds of Robert E. Lee's estate, which later became part of the cemetery. Arlington County had plans to restore the site and build a museum there, as well as an Arlington Heritage Center. The county hopes that their plans for that site will still be carried out by the Army now that the land negotiations have ended.
Well, Jen, thanks so much for bringing us the update on this story. I know I was really interested in it the first time you shared it, and then after getting to visit Arlington over Memorial Day weekend, I thought about your story a lot, and so I really appreciate you keeping us updated. Listeners, stay tuned after this short break when we'll be back with tonight's guest, Gina Elise from Pinups for Vets.
Want more? ArmyWifeNetwork.com offers discussion boards, military family resources, Loving a Soldier blog, and much, much more. Tell your friends about AWN with our interactive tools. Visit us online at ArmyWifeNetwork.com. ArmyWifeNetwork.com. Interactive empowerment for Army wives.
The Breastfeeding Shop is an authorized TRICARE provider for breast pumps and accessories, shipping to all of the USA and worldwide for TRICARE. The Breastfeeding Shop specializes in helping the military moms get the best breast pump possible and prides themselves in providing the best customer service possible, as well as a very quick turnaround time. Check out their easy-to-use online ordering form on their website at www.thebreastfeedingshop.com or call toll-free 866-255-6779. Also visit The Breastfeeding Shop on Facebook and check out the rave reviews from other moms at facebook.com/TheBreastfeedingShop.
Well, welcome back to Army Wife Talk Radio. I'm your host, Sherita Knobloch.
And I am your co-host, Erin Renahan. Tonight we have with us Gina Elise, founder of the very unique nonprofit organization, Pinups for Vets. Pinups for Vets produces World War II-style pinup calendars, which support hospitalized veterans and deployed troops through the organization's numerous initiatives. Their 2017 calendar features 24 U.S. veterans as models. Pinups for Vets has served the veteran and military community for the past 11 years and are currently in production on their 12th annual calendar. To date, they have donated over $56,000 worth of state-of-the-art rehab equipment for VA and military hospitals nationwide and are also in the middle of a 50-state VA and military hospital tour where they bring in donated calendars as gifts of appreciation to hospitalized veterans. Additionally, Pinups for Vets has visited with over 10,000 veterans over the last decade.
Pinups for Vets also ships morale-boosting care packages to troops deployed around the globe. They do fun pinup makeovers for female vets and military wives, and they work with homeless veteran shelters, putting on events and donating gifts and clothes. Pinups for Vets has received congressional recognition and numerous community service awards. Troops have flown 9 flags over military bases and on missions in Iraq and Afghanistan in honor of the work they do to support our nation's heroes. This is just an awesome backstory, and I cannot wait to learn more. So welcome to the show, Gina.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Well, I don't want to waste any time because I feel like we are going to have a lot of great things to talk about. So let's jump right in. Would you mind telling us a little bit about yourself and where you're calling from tonight?
Sure. I am founder of nonprofit organization Pinups for Vets, and I am calling from sunny Southern California.
Fine. I'm jealous. Okay. How did you start Pinups for Vets?
So basically, it was back in 2006. There were a lot of stories coming out about our troops coming back to the U.S. and needing medical care. And I felt very strongly that I wanted to do something to help out. And I didn't really know how I could use my own skills to serve the veteran community. I am the granddaughter of a World War II Army veteran, and I've always been a big fan of pinup girls and pinup art from World War II. They used to paint, you know, beautiful pinups on the sides of the aircraft during World War II to boost the morale of the air crews to remind them of what they were fighting for back home. And so it kind of dawned on me, maybe I should create a fundraising pinup calendar that we could use to raise money and donate that money back to buy rehab equipment for veterans hospitals. And so it started back in 2006, and I only thought that I was going to do this for 1 year. It was sort of a side project. I was working full time in the hotel industry. And fast forward, we are now heading into our 12th year of serving the military community and have greatly expanded our initiatives.
Well, congratulations on hitting that landmark. That is very cool. And I just love hearing about stories and people's experiences when they were like, this is just a fun project. I just wanted to do it. And now it's like a huge business with tons of likes on Facebook and congressional recognition. That is just wonderful. So congratulations on that front.
Thank you so much. Exactly. You know, you never know when you kind of delve into something that you love and are passionate about and also giving back at the same time. It's something that I've been so incredibly grateful to be around the military community for almost 12 years now. Our troops and veterans inspire me every day. So I consider myself very lucky to be doing this.
Well, it sounds like you are inspiring our troops and veterans as well, so thank you for that. And on that note, you mentioned You have visited 60 VA and military hospitals and state veterans' homes in 31 states so far. So tell us a little bit more about your hospital tour.
Yeah, so the hospital tour is sort of what we're known for, even though we do many things for the military community. But we're on a 50-state VA and military hospital tour where we dress up like World War II-style pinups, and we hand-deliver calendars that people have purchased, our Pinups for Vets calendars, as gifts of appreciation to hospitalized veterans, just as a way to sort of, you know, show our appreciation, get their mind off the fact that we're in the hospital. And as you guys mentioned, we have visited with over 10,000 veterans over the last, you know, over decade. And we've had some pretty incredible experiences on our visit. We head to Arizona next, and after that is New York. So it's a constant tour. But as I mentioned, you know, we've had some amazing experiences. The very special thing about, you know, about our hospital visits is a lot of my volunteers are military wives and female veterans. And so they have a different connection. You know, when we visit with the veterans in the hospital, we'll say, oh, you know, she's a military wife or she's a female veteran. And there's just that instant, I don't know, it's like a sisterhood, that brotherhood, sisterhood that forms, because these women have been involved with the military community, whether they're married to a veteran, an active duty service member, or they themselves served.
That's amazing. So who accompanies you on the tours? And kind of, can you give us like a, I don't know, like a day by day, like how does this all work and come together?
Yeah, so basically we have, it's our Pinups for Vets ambassadors accompany us on the hospital visits, and they range from just very patriotic civilians to military spouses to female veterans as well. And so they're the ones that come with me, and it's because of them that we're, you know, we've had such successful hospital visits, and I just couldn't be more grateful to our ambassadors. We actually put out a casting notice for the calendar in the spring, and we get a lot of submissions in and have to go through them. Lately, we've been casting female veterans in our calendars. And so the 2017 edition, as you mentioned before, has 24 veterans, 20 female veterans and 4 male veterans in the calendar. And then we're right in the middle of production. We're sort of in post-production of our 2018 calendar. And we were going to be featuring 21 female veterans in the calendar. And many of these ladies, not only are they veterans themselves, but they're married to veterans.
That's amazing. Okay, so speaking of the makeovers on the military wives and female veterans, how
yes.
does that work?
So it's just sort of something else, one of our other initiatives. We've been doing makeovers on military wives and female veterans. It's just another way for us to give back. So, for instance, I think it was December, we selected a very special military wife, Melissa, who is a full-time caretaker to her husband, who is a Marine veteran that was injured. And she had never done anything like this before. And we basically pampered her. We made her a pinup for the day. She couldn't believe the transformation. She started crying when she saw herself in the mirror. I actually have video on our Facebook page of, like, the reveal when we showed her how she looked. And, you know, it's a gift for her. It's a gift for her husband. And it's just really another way, another kind of creative way for us to give back. Just last night, a segment aired on local ABC News in LA. We did a makeover for one of their hosts on a show called Eye on LA, and she's her husband is a Navy veteran. So, just, you know, again, another way for us to show our appreciation to military families and to female veterans.
So can we kind of follow up a little bit more? We're just super curious about this because hypothetically, I mean, maybe someday some of us might be like, ooh, pick me.
Yeah,
I want to be
picked. Completely hypothetical. But tell us a little bit more, like, do you guys get donations of clothes and makeup artists to donate their time for the calendar, or Do you have like a whole system
yeah.
for that? Like,
yeah,
how does that work?
Yeah, and we use different, you know, photographers and makeup artists. We actually just worked with Tim Sabatino, who's a Navy veteran photographer. He did our last photo shoot with Tina, the wife of the Navy veteran. We have gotten clothes donated. We work with a brand called Voodoo Vixen, and they've been amazing to donate some items for the ladies to wear. So we basically just tell the ladies to come, you know, as they are, no hair and makeup done. We have a makeup artist or makeup artists. We've done makeovers before where we have like multiple military wives, and you know, they just come as they are. A lot of them have never done a photo shoot before like this, and we totally make them over into 1940s style pinup girl, and we show them how they look, and then they get whisked away to go do a very vintage style photo shoot where they get to channel their inner bombshell. And so it's just, it's so much fun for them, and we just have a blast doing it.
I'm swooning. I'm so excited. I love this whole idea. I was telling Sarita I have a pinup girl tattooed on my ribcage. So,
oh,
like,
really?
This is, I love this so much. So I'm just super excited.
And, you know, the pinup, it's such a fun, you know, kind of iconic image to emulate, because it's so, you know, the pinups during World War II, so classy, and just the clothes, you know, and I just, that whole 1940s style, I've always been such a big fan of it. And a lot of the ladies that start to work with us as volunteers weren't really into that whole scene before. But then once they start volunteering with us and they kind of get into it and they learn how to do their hair and makeup, constantly watching YouTube tutorials, and then they get so into that, and then they, you know, wear pinup stuff all the time. And I don't know, it's just like a very empowering way to kind of present yourself. And a lot of the female veterans claim that doing this and being involved with, you know, our organization has helped them to reclaim their femininity. Obviously, they're coming from a very male-dominated service and had to give up a portion of, you know, their femininity, and they claim that, you know, this has really helped them to get it back.
That's awesome. I love that so much. What's your most memorable moment during like a veteran tour visit?
Well, we have many, but I would say one of the defining moments of the organization was when I go in the room and we present the calendar and we'll show the veteran, you know, this is your birthday month, and we'll talk to them and just kind of get their mind off the fact that they're in the hospital. And so I was speaking to this veteran, and he was answering me, but very quietly, but he was answering all my questions, and I left the room, and the nursing staff had told me that that veteran had suffered a traumatic brain injury, and that was the first time that he spoke in a month. And so you never know what, you know, giving back, and just, I always say that, you know, your time is one of the most just priceless things that you can give, because you never know what being there for someone during a challenging time will do. So for me, it's very important for us. I like to say that we're a boots on the ground organization, you know, right there in the hospitals with our male and female veterans. A lot of times we do meet military spouses in the hospitals too, and veterans' homes. So it's just important for us to be there while people are going through their challenges. I think it's important for healing.
I got teary-eyed with that one.
Me too. I can't even imagine. Like, that's just cool. Yeah. Oh, that's so cool. So kind of on that note, you were talking just a few moments ago about who you cast in your calendars as far as, like, the female veterans and the male veterans.
Yes.
So do you want to tell us a little bit more about that, like how they get connected, and even how, like, people, how do you get – how do you put out a casting call, and how do people volunteer with your organization?
Yeah, so I honestly get emails. almost every other day, multiple times per week, asking about how to get involved with our organization. We are based here in California, but we put out a casting call in the spring asking for, as I was saying, we've been casting female veterans in our calendars. And so we put out a casting call in the spring, and we get in a ton of submissions from around the United States. And we have to select, you know, it's very hard to select because we get some amazing submissions. And this year, you know, as I said, we're featuring 21 lady veterans. And once that happens, then we start the whole pre-production process of fittings and location scouting and, you know, locking down our photographer and makeup artists. And it's a whole, it's almost like producing a film every year. And so we just wrapped our photo shoot actually for the 2018 edition. And we had lady veterans flying in from different parts of the U.S. for the shoot. And as far as volunteering with us, you know, we are traveling constantly around the U.S. We're based here in California, but I would say if someone's interested to just email us through Facebook or through our website if they'd like to get involved.
What other do you have any other volunteer opportunities other than being a pinup girl, which is every girl's dream, by the way? But is there other little jobs that anyone can volunteer for?
Yeah, I mean, we always need different jobs. We have our fundraiser come January in Hollywood, and so we always need help, like getting gift donate or raffle basket donations for that, or, you know, help with just getting the word out and kind of PR help. So there's always lots of different little things that we need help with that people can do remotely where they don't have to be located in California, for sure.
So kind of changing wavelengths just for a second, we have a question from a listener. And they're interested in how or where do you do the deliveries of care packages to deployed troops mm-hmm. that you were kind of talking about earlier.
Yeah. So we get tons of requests from deployed units around the globe for our calendars. And so it usually just comes in through email. So, you know, there'll be a service member that writes to us and say, hey, you know, we heard about your organization. Can we get some T-shirts or calendars? And so that's exactly how we know where we're sending to. So if there's anyone listening that is deployed or has a loved one that's deployed that would like us to send a care package, please message me through the website, pinupsforvets.com, and we can get something out to them.
That's excellent, because I know even on our core team, we have several gals whose husbands are deployed right now. Aaron.
Yes.
Yeah, he was really excited about this podcast tonight.
We also have several of our experienced bloggers whose husbands are deployed, in addition to who knows how many listeners. So that is excellent news to know. But right now, yes. Gina, we need to take a super quick break. And when we come back, let's hear more about your organization and continue
Great.
Discussing your Pinups for Vets volunteers and your 2018 calendar.
Thank you.
So, listeners, don't forget, if you're listening to our show live right now, the AWN Core team is hanging out in the Twitter chat. Join the conversation and ask questions of Gina by going to twitter.com/ArmyWifeNetwork and use hashtag ArmyWife to participate. Be sure to click on the live tab to get real-time chat updates. We'll be right back with more Army Wife Talk Radio in just a moment.
Hey, this is John Andrasi from Fight for Fighting. To all our military families, thank you, thank you. We love you. We understand what you go through. Sometimes it's harder on you than your military member, your family member. We know. I write songs about it. I wrote a song called Two Lights. This is about your experience. So thank you. Military families are the heart and spine of this country. We appreciate you. We love you. We have your back.
You're listening to Army Wife Talk Radio live here on the Army Wife Network. Our live show is broadcast every Monday night. Join us in our live chat room at blogtalkradio.com awtr. Missed a live show or just can't make it? Don't worry. AWTR is available in archived format 24/7 via our website, www.armywifenetwork.com, or on iTunes. It's interactive empowerment for Army Wives by Army Wives. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back to the show, listeners. We are talking with Gina Elise, founder of the nonprofit organization Pinups for Vets. Before we went to break, we were discussing, Gina, who you typically cast in your calendars, and we would love to learn a little bit more. So you said that many of your volunteers are female veterans, and you kind of mentioned mm-hmm. that, but is there anything else you'd like to add with that, kind of their stories? You said a lot of them are dual military, whether they're currently or past, so is there anything else you'd
right.
like to add to that?
Yeah, I just was opening up my calendar. I think I sent you ladies a calendar. I'm not sure if you have it open right now. But, yeah, I mean, our ladies are pretty fascinating. We actually put their branch and then the number of years that they served underneath their picture. And so just so people can, you know, have a connection with them. And the nice thing about it is, you know, a lot of these ladies end up volunteering with us after they're in the calendar. So when we go into the hospital room for the patient to actually see the lady in person right in front of them that's on the picture, it's so great to see that. You know, we'll hear comments like, oh my gosh, am I dreaming? Or this is the best thing that's happened to me all day. Or, you know, when you guys are here, my pain is gone. And so it's just really special, you know, to have that connection. I'll often be in the room with our female veterans, and they start talking about their service with the veteran patients, and I just can see that magic that happens where, you know, the patients' minds are not on why they're in the hospital anymore, but they're engaged with our volunteers and with, you know, I don't think that there's anything that can compare to those moments. I feel very lucky that I get to witness a lot of these great moments. I was, I think it was at a veteran's home, and this lady veteran was in a wheelchair, and she started crying, and she said, "I'm not crying because I'm sad. I'm crying because I've never seen so many beautiful young people." and so just these moments, you know, that we get to experience with our, you know, our service members are really priceless.
Man, all these stories are making me tear up. I don't know. I'm feeling super emotional. So we've talked about the calendar. Can you guide our listeners into what it takes to put together a calendar every year?
Yeah, it's a huge undertaking to put together the calendar, and I'm quite a perfectionist. I consider myself an A-type personality. I like to put out a really great product every year, so people keep coming back every year to support, and that's kind of the interesting thing is that once someone gets a calendar one year, they often get it, you know, for the years after that, and people collect our whole, you know, our whole set. We actually only have, I think, 15 calendars left for 2017, so if any of your listeners are interested, we only have a couple left. So, yeah, people collect them, you know, and so in order to put the calendar together, it's a huge process. A huge team has to come together from hair and makeup artist, photographer, the clothing, all the, you know, the girls that are in the calendar. We actually, 2017, we had 4 male veterans in the calendar. So there's just a lot of teamwork that has to go into making this happen, you know, with the locations and all that. So it's like putting together a museum exhibit, like an art show or a film shoot. So it gets a little hectic sometimes, but the more pre-production you can do, the more organized you are, the better it is on the shoot days. You guys will laugh to see, like, I have Excel spreadsheets like crazy before the shoot happens, just so we're very organized. Who's wearing what? What time are they shooting? What are they shooting with? Like, what props are we bringing for them? And so, you know, like I said, we just wrapped our 2018 edition, and we shot for 3 days, And all 3 days went very smoothly, I think because we had done so much pre-production. So the images that are coming back from this next, for the 2018 edition, are absolutely spectacular. I'm so excited to release, to at least start pre-sales on it and get the cover designed and all that. So it takes months to do it. We usually start our casting like in the spring, maybe March or April, and then months for all the pre-production, and we'll shoot sometime like May or June and start going into pre-production like with editing and graphic design in July, and hopefully have it out by August. So it's a
wow.
lot of work, that's for sure. Yeah,
well, so you make it look amazing, and like it isn't a lot of work, so that's awesome.
Thanks.
So you
I don't want
say,
people to focus
yeah.
on that part of it. I want them to like enjoy the calendar and like not focus like my responsibility, all the work, but I want them to enjoy the images and just focus on enjoying it.
So you did just say that you wrapped up 2018, and you did say it was like 3 days. So how did it
mm-hmm.
go? Do you think it's easier after you've been doing this for so many years?
It's that's such an interesting question, because I ask myself that every year. Is this easier? It's not really. Because I think the reason that it's gotten actually a little bit harder is because I used to be the only model in the calendar. When I first started out, you know, I didn't think that I was going to do it more than a year. So I modeled for it, and it's just easier when you have to do fittings for one person. But then as time went on, we started, you know, opening it up to female veterans. We even had Gene Simmons' wife and his daughter, Sophie Tweed Simmons and Shannon Tweed Simmons in the calendar. Their families is very supportive of our,
wow.
our military. So I was on their show, Gene Simmons Family Jewels, and they came to a hospital with me, and they the girls ended up being in the calendar. So, yeah, I'm sorry. I totally got off track. I forget what I was trying to explain to you. What was I? I was just asking
if you thought it was getting easier
or
harder.
Thank you.
It seems like it's getting
yes, thank you for getting me back on track. So what I was explaining is that because we have so many people involved in the calendar now, like trying to coordinate all the fittings and what person can be here on what day, and just like the scheduling is crazy. So I actually think it's a little bit harder now. But I tell myself every year before we go into this, like, Gina, you've done this like 11 times before, so you can do it again. So just knowing that I've, you know, accomplished it so many times in the past, that I try to convince myself that it'll be okay.
Well, you're doing a great job and you're keeping it together.
Thank you. Thank you.
So we asked you what your most memorable moment during your veteran tour visit was. Do you have a memorable calendar shoot also?
Gosh, a memorable calendar shoot. There's been so many. The shots, I love, we always put like a group female veteran shots in the month of November because Veterans Day. And so this year we had 12 lady veterans in one place, like in one shot. We posed, like we put them all in red, white, and blue dresses. And those ladies are my volunteers, my ambassadors. And so those shots are always very special for me. And just to see like the camaraderie that they have together, I think that's also something that I did not expect, is this like amazing friendship that our volunteers have together now. And, you know, we have, like I mentioned, we have female veterans, we have military wives and very patriotic civilians. They're like their own sisterhood. They hang out together. We volunteer together. And just that bond of them being there for each other is incredibly special.
Well, Gina, I'm so intrigued by this calendar, and I'm totally, I was just kind of creeper stalking your Facebook page, and I'm like, oh yeah, I'm gonna have to check this out because this is super cool, and definitely gonna have to get a copy of the 2018 calendar when it comes out. So, but kind of take us back. You kind of shared throughout our conversation tonight, kind of the where you've been, how you're doing, where you're going. But tell us just what is special about the pinup genre. Why pinups for vets? Why that?
It's a great question. I think because pinups are such a part of military history, you know, back during World War II, you know, our service members would pin up pictures of, you know, their ladies back home. If they didn't have ladies back home, maybe like an actress like Rita Hayworth, Betty Grable, and gave them hope. So I really see the pinup as a symbol of hope. And so that's kind of why I wanted to utilize that aesthetic. It's such an important part of American art that there is a part of the Smithsonian that's dedicated to pinup art. I'm a huge fan of like Alberto Vargas and Gil Elvgren, these very iconic pinup artists of that time. And so I just feel like a pinup is a symbol of hope for our service members. And that's kind of why I wanted to utilize the pinup, you know, to give back to that community. And it's, you know, it's so much fun. I feel like it's very empowering as well. I like to think it's kind of the intersection of sweet meat sexy. When you think of the pinup, she's like the girl next door. She's attainable. She has this sweet side. She's Americana. So I love that whole, I don't know, that whole image.
I agree. And now I'm stalking your Facebook also. Serena was stalking, so, which I kind of stalked before we were talking to you, so I was really excited. So where can our listeners go to support the cause and learn more?
So they can go to pinupsforvets.com, and you can find out all about the organization. You can read letters from hospitals that we visited, see our fundraiser store. We have really cool stuff in the fundraiser store. It's not just the calendars. We have vintage style, like tin signs, and it's all divided into different categories. You know, we have like Army signs, Navy signs, classic car signs. We have T-shirts. We have lots of cool stuff in the fundraiser store. They can also go to facebook.com/pinupsforvets to follow us on Facebook, to follow all of our adventures. I am on Instagram at pinupsforvets, as well as Twitter at pinupsforvets. So lots of ways to stay up to date with what we're doing.
Well, Gina, just thank you so much for being our guest this evening. We are about out of time. Like I said, I'm sure we could probably talk all night. But
yes.
Just thank you so much. This is so interesting, so creative, so unique, very powerful, like you said, just kind of that symbol of hope, that combo between sweet and sexy, which I think a lot of us Army wives just kind of, aspire to be, just to be empowered like that. And so we thank you for what you're doing and just appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule to join us and share about Pinups for Vets with us tonight. So thank you.
Thank you so much for having me. I greatly appreciate it.
And listeners, thank you for tuning in. Army Wife Talk Radio will be off next week in observance of Independence Day weekend, but be sure to join us the following week, July 10th, 2017, when our featured guest will be Mindy King, chatting with us about her experience of being an active and successful volunteer within the Army community.
And in the meantime, join us on www.armywifenetwork.com to stay connected to resources, information, expert columnists, and share the journey with many of our experienced contributors, or follow along on any of our social media outlets such as Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram.
Interactive empowerment for Army Wives by Army Wives. This is Army Wife Network's core team signing out.
The views and opinions expressed in our show are personal. Army Wife Talk Radio is in no way affiliated with the Department of Defense or any other branch of the armed services, and inclusion in our show does not reflect endorsement by the DOD, any local government, or their agencies. Thank you for listening, and be sure to tune in again next week for another informative edition of Army Wife Talk Radio.